Hello from wonderful Wiltshire. Angelica and I are in our new studio, and we're getting ready to go live, and we'll be live on Facebook. Where else we're live? Oh yes, YouTube and LinkedIn, hopefully. And as soon as this clock countdown finishes, we will appear on screen, won't we?
Just mesmerizing watching it.
Are you watching the countdown? Well, we only do this every fortnight, so it's a Friday at 9 a.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. in the UK.
Was wondering about the new studio. I'm still sitting in my office.
Well, let me explain. I now have a studio for each of the shows with everything that's needed. So it's easy to set things up. And everything is in relation to our shows. Hello. Hello, Angelica.
Hello, Stephen.
Right. Okay. So, welcome to the show. And topic this week. Hello, everybody who's watching live. Do say hello. And Chris is the first to say hello. Hello, Chris. Chris is saying hello, Angelica and Stephen. And also, the new studio looks super. Thank you. Okay.
Hello,
Yeah,
Matt.
BeLive now has multiple studios, which is absolutely brilliant. Okay, so would you like to explain what we're doing today?
Well, we've been working our way through the alphabet, not with German towns like we did last time, but with German idioms and tongue twisters, one or two, depending on how many I can find. Obviously, more than one or two idioms. And we've got as far as the letter O today.
We
And
have.
we have the original idiom, a literal translation, and what we say in English instead.
English equivalent. Okay, so I'm going to read out the sentences. Angelica will correct my pronunciation, and then together we'll decipher them. Shall we make a start?
Go on.
Okay, phrase one. Halt die Ohren steif.
Halt die Ohren steif.
Ohren steif, yeah, there's no umlauts on there.
Nope.
So stop the. No, Ohren. Ohren. Was bedeutet Ohren? Hold your ears still.
Well, not quite, but the thing is, halten, you are absolutely right, which is to hold, but steif halten is not to hold really, it's more like to keep, and steif means stiff. So literally, keep your ears stiff.
Keep your ears stiff. Now, I'll take that off screen, so it's just our normal setting. And I don't want to be like that. I want
Oh no,
to
don't make me so big.
like that.
That's better.
Okay. And what I'm going to do, yeah, we're good. We're normally that way around, aren't we?
That's it.
Yeah, that's good. We're back to normal. So, first phrase was halt die Ohren steif.
Steif.
Steif. Thank you. Which literal translation is keep your ears stiff? And I haven't got a clue.
I guess
Keep
we could
your
have said
ears.
hold your ears stiff as well.
Okay. Our English equivalent is chin up. Ah, right. Okay.
Now, when I look at these idioms, some of those they make a lot of sense to me, and some of them I think, where does that come from?
Yeah.
And the Halt die Ohren steif, that actually originates from the animal world, because some
Okay.
animals like dogs or donkeys and horses, they prick up their ears when
They
they're awake.
do. Yeah.
So that's where it came from.
Gotcha.
I bet
Okay.
nobody thinks about that. We just say it automatically.
We do. Chin up.
Well, chin up is easier to understand because if you're walking with your chin up, you're completely your whole body posture is different, isn't it?
That's true.
You're
That's true.
more like, yeah, you're fine. Oh, we're on the next one already.
Okay. Phrase two. Er hat Oberwasser bekommen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pronunciation is fine. Er hat Oberwasser bekommen.
Right. Er hat Oberwasser bekommen. He, okay, and over to Corinda. Corinda is saying, hello, hello, Corinda. And phrase two of the German lesson is, er hat Oberwasser bekommen. He has come over high water.
Well, Oberwasser, as it is like this, is headwater. Now, that didn't mean anything to me either.
No.
And again, this one is really fascinating. I might tell you the story of it first, and then maybe you can work out what the English is. I don't know. And I need to read that actually now from my notes, because this is from the Miller's language. And the water accumulated in the mill pond drove the mill wheel as the upper water, or the head water, whereas the underwater flowing from it was much less.
Okay.
So that's where it's from. And if you go and have a look what Corinda said, he is absolutely right.
Yes, I've got a feeling that there's a bit of Googling going on. Because we do know Corinda doesn't speak German. Okay. Literal translation, he got headwater, and our equivalent, he got the upper hand.
Yeah.
So you've got headwater that goes over the top of the wheel, and the underwater goes under the wheel.
Yeah, and the headwater, of course, seems to be more important. So if you get that, then you know the wheel is turning and doing everything it's supposed to do.
Got it. Okay, so John, practice with me. Er hat Oberwasser bekommen.
Mm-hmm.
He has got headwater, and he's got the upper hand. And we say hello to John, who's joined us. Yep, I don't know. Anyone had to Google it. And over to John.
Doesn't matter.
And John is saying, wouldn't stiff upper lip be more like keeping your ears stiff?
I guess that would, yeah.
Chin up.
Yep, chin up, stiff upper lip, yeah.
Okay. Right, now we go on and continue with phrase three. When I can find it. when I was actually putting these phrases in, I thought there's something missing here, but there isn't, is there? Oil ins Feuer gießen.
Mm-hmm. Öl.
Öl.
Öl ins Feuer gießen, yeah.
Right. Öl is, there's a question mark at the end of that.
Well, no, but you actually said it when you pronounced the word wrong.
Oh.
Oil.
Oil. To throw oil on the fire.
Yeah, pour oil into the fire.
Is a literal translation.
Yeah.
Anybody want to guess the English equivalent?
It's one, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay, the English equivalent is add fuel to the fire. Okay.
So the only difference is in English we say fuel, which could be other things apart from oil as well. And in German, we just use oil.
Okay. So rather than trying to maintain the peace, you actually join in and get things moving. Okay, phrase four. Ohne Fleiß kein Preis.
Mm-hmm. Ohne Fleiß kein Preis.
Without kein Preis is no price. Fleiß. Mm-hmm. Was ist Fleiß? Is Crystal here?
Oh, don't know.
John or Corinda? No.
Fleiß is diligence.
Diligence. Okay, so without diligence, there's no value. But we'll come to
no
that.
No price.
Without diligence, no price. Okay. Now, what does that actually mean?
Well, it's very short. And the thing is, it's a rhyming bit, isn't it? Fleiß und Preis. And in English, we have not quite the same, but in English, we also have four words which rhyme.
Okay.
So, which is, or do you want to find out yourself?
No, I'm going to go straight. So literal translation is without diligence, no prize. And our English equivalent is no pain, no gain. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So honor flies. If you don't do the work, you don't get rewarded. You don't get your prize.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's the same as in English. So no pain, no gain. Now, before you go on to the next one, or even the next two, actually. Okay. Now, honor flies, honor prize is an old saying. Yeah, which a couple of hundred years old or something like this. I don't know. And we all like wordplays. And, you've just put the next one up. Okay. So we've now, everybody likes playing around with words. And based on the honor flies kind prize, we're having two more now, which are more modern ones. I would have thought they'd probably come up when I was still in Germany, but I'm not that old anyway. So,
no, you're not.
So, okay. Have a look at the next two now.
Right. Okay. So let's go on to take that off screen and go on to phrase five. Ohne Knete keine Väter.
Ohne Knete keine Väter. See the rhyming words there?
Okay. Knete and Väter. Ohne Knete keine Väter.
Knete.
I got it right first time. Right. Okay. Without Knete. Knete. Oh, never mind. Okay. So literal translation is without plasticine, no party. Well, that's why I didn't know it. I mean, that makes no sense whatsoever.
No, it doesn't. But I'll have to explain a little bit. This is a proper literal translation because Knete is plasticine or your Play-Doh and all that. But Knete is also a slang word for money.
Ah.
And Väter is just another word for party. But party, of course, doesn't rhyme with Knete.
No. Okay.
So ohne Knete keine Väter rhymes beautifully, but it's not plasticine, it's the money or the dosh.
Right, okay. And just checking out Corinda. And Corinda. Corinda came up with a translation without clay,
which would be like the literal translation, but
yeah. Okay, phrase. Oh, wait a minute, let's remove that. And English equivalent is no dosh, no fun.
It's probably the closest, you know. There isn't a party going on or anything. If you haven't got any money, you can't go anywhere and have a party or anything. I don't know. It's a saying, isn't it?
Okay, it is. It is. Okay, and on to the next one. Phrase six. Ohne Muse, nix loose.
Sounded very Scottish, didn't it?
It did. Ohne Muse, nix loose.
Ohne Muse, nix loose.
You're trying to fool me with all these. I'm doing the English pronunciation on a German phrase. Right, it's obviously not without cows, is it?
No, it's not moose like that, no. Ohne Moos, nix los.
Okay, so I'm floundering here, so I'm going to go with the literal translation. Without moss, nothing is going on.
And moors is another slang word for money.
Right. Okay. So these are equivalent to the previous one. So our translation is no dosh, no fun.
I haven't actually heard the no dosh, no fun as such.
No, they're right.
No, but that's the closest equivalent to both of those. So ohne kinetic kind of theater, ohne Moore's Nick's laws, both of them mean, you know, you ain't got any money, nothing's happening.
Yeah, so basically ohne kinetic kind of theater is equivalent to ohne Moore's Nick's laws.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, now we come on to the fun time of money constellation. Okay. Is Angelica's going to do this too. Now I'm going to change it so that I can actually see it all on screen. Go there and there and don't know what's going to happen here, but we're going to try it. Okay, we've got it on screen. Can I read it? Ah, we're ready for this. All say this together. You can help me here. I'm trying to read and this is going to be fun. I need to be closer to the screen. Okay. Umarkocht upark call. Upar-cocht. Umar-call. Doc. Upar-cocht. Umar-rosen-call. Umar-dagegen-cocht. Upper-rot-call. And that's not very fast. Can you do it any faster? Because there are two things here. One, I can't actually read it. And the second thing is, I'm tripping up. Can you have a go?
Oma kocht Opa Kohl, Opa kocht Oma Kohl. Doch Opa kocht Oma Rosenkohl, Oma dagegen kocht Opa Rotkohl. Okay. Not sure if I can do it much faster, really.
It's because the O's and the K's. You have to go slow.
Oma kocht Opa Kohl, Opa kocht Oma Kohl, doch Opa kocht Oma Rosenkohl, Oma dagegen kocht Opa Rotkohl.
Well done. You've got it written on your screen, haven't you?
I have.
Okay. Right. I'm going to change the colorways for our next show because we have our own studio now. So let me take that off and put it on again. And I'm going to read along with it. This is the English equivalent to the German tongue twister I've just read, but this will not necessarily be a tongue twister. You can read along with me. Grandma cooks grandpa cabbage. Grandpa cooks grandma cabbage. But grandpa cooks grandma Brussels sprouts. I'm guessing as we go ahead because I saw the word Brussels and I thought that's it. And grandma, however, cooks grandpa red cabbage. Okay.
Because in German, they're all types of kohl. Yeah. Kohl is cabbage. Rosenkohl is Brussels sprouts. Rotkohl is red cabbage. It makes it a bit more difficult in German to have all these kohl words in there. And then Oma and Opa as well. And that's what makes the whole tongue twister a tongue twister.
Okay. Very good. Right, if you're watching us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter or Twitch, you're now about to hear perfect German pronunciation and quite possibly an English pronunciation as well, as we rewind to the first phrase that we had today. And we're going to go through the phrases again. Angelica will read them in German and then I will read them in English. Angelica, it's over to you.
Halt die Ohren steif.
Literal translation of that is keep your ears stiff. And we talked about cows and what have you. But, and the translation that we would use in English is chin up, as John said earlier. If I can't find John's.
Stiff upper lip.
Stiff upper lip. Yeah. Okay. Press 2.
Er hat Oberwasser bekommen.
And we talked about water wheels with this one. And literal translation is he got headwater. And our equivalent in England is he got the upper hand. So he won or was about to win. Okay, phrase 3.
Öl ins Feuer gießen.
Which translates literally to pour oil into the fire. And our equivalent In England, in English, is add fuel to the fire. Phrase four.
Ohne Fleiß, kein Preis.
And going with that, literal translation, without diligence, no price. So just want to remember this, Fleiß is diligence.
Mm-hmm.
No relation to Fleisch.
No.
No, not at all. Okay, just checking. So with diligence, no price. And no pain, no gain. Okay, then we go on to the press five and owner. Ohne was. Angelica.
Ohne Knete, keine Fete.
Okay, and the literal translation is without plasticine, no party. And plasticine, I suppose, could be called dough, but our English equivalent is no dosh, no fun.
Dosh, we don't use dough. What other words do we have for slang words for money?
Geld.
No, I meant in English. Geld?
Actually, it's the same.
Mm.
It's a slang word for money. Okay. Well, it could be no money, no fun. But I mean, that. Yeah, okay.
Well, yeah, no money, no fun is basically what we would say, I think, as well. Yeah. There must be some slang, some other ones. Ohne Moos, nix los.
Is phrase six. And the literal translation is without moss, nothing's going on. Without moss, nothing's going on. A rolling stone gathers no moss, does it? And over to John. And John is saying, all right, okay, John's got, just a minute, let me hide that. And for the last question, John is saying, no bread. No fun. So bread also stands for money.
Oh, yes. Right. Yeah. Okay.
And over to
so
Chris.
We just need to find a rhyming word now for bread.
Yeah. Geld is the Dutch word for money.
And the German word as well.
There you are.
So actually, I mean, it would be ohne Geld, but then that doesn't rhyme with Fete or with party or anything.
No. Okay. Right, and without moss, nothing is going on. And the English equivalent is no bread, no fun. Thank you, John. Or no dosh, no fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then we come to the tongue twister, which is going to be read perfectly because she's got it on a screen, big letters, by Angelica. No, you haven't. Go on.
I haven't got it in big letters. Oma kocht Opa Kohl, Opa kocht Oma Kohl. Doch Opa kocht Oma Rosenkohl. Oma dagegen kocht Opa Rotkohl.
And I just have to read the English out. So I'm happy with that. Okay. And what I'm going to do, just hide that. And I'm going to hide that. And I'm going to read it out in one go. So you've got it all on the screen at the same time. I'm going to show it on screen. And it is Grandma cooks Grandpa cabbage. Grandpa cooks Grandma cabbage. But Grandpa cooks Grandma Brussels sprouts. Why Brussels sprouts? Brussels sprouts, yeah, it was at Christmas. Although we do have some in the fridge, it has to be said. Grandma, however, cooks Grandpa red cabbage. Okay. And that's it.
That's it.
We've been through everything now.
Yeah.
Shall I put a frame on to just finish? It's a Ukrainian frame.
All right, okay, yeah.
Yeah,
of course okay. You can.
There we are. Okay. Now, we're doing what we can to support Ukraine. Angelica took me to a vigil, hour-long vigil, in Devizes. And from my part, my thoughts got out to the people of the Ukraine, especially to the people in Kyiv. And the team at BeLive, the engineering department of BeLive, is based in Kyiv. And I hope that everybody gets together to actually help. And the troubles that you're having at the moment are resolved. Angelica.
I can't really add anything to that. You feel so helpless, don't you?
That's right. Yeah.
Watching the news and seeing that and you just want to have a magic wand and just go abracadabra and everything is fine again, which of course we can't.
That's
so
true.
Every little bit helps. I know in devices they're doing a lot. They've had donations going on of items, and tomorrow there will be people collecting donation money as well, which will be sent. So we're all doing little bits.
We are. Turbri has watched us live today. So we try Angelica to say au revoir or auf Wiedersehen, bis. Bis wann?
Bis in zwei Wochen, bis zum 18. März, when we are going to look at some idioms and that with the letter P.
Okay. So, until, wait a minute, I'm not sure whether this is going to be anything to do with what you've been doing. Or where do I find that on BeLive? It's basically, it's in overlays, Corinda. So you can use it and broadcast out, and anything that you do with the overlay, and that's anything you do with the three overlays, shows your support for Ukraine and reminds people that we can do something. Okay, and every action helps. And if you go live with these, just simply go live and just show them on the screen. That would be brilliant. So,
on that note,
es ist.
Tschüss von mir.
Und tschüss von mir. Bis nächstes Mal. Is that right?
Yeah, bis nächstes Mal.